How's it going, guys? Past level question, microfarm, step one, internal family medicine, 2CK, 39 woman, 1 week history, blurred vision, mild pain in your left eye, vitals normal, fluorescein installation of the eye shown. Question wants to know the most appropriate pharmacologic therapy. What's it going to do? So we're looking at this very buzzy, easy dendritic pattern, which means tree-like, of herpes keratitis. Keratitis means inflammation of the cornea. So HSV-1-2 could also be herpes zoster ophthalmicus caused by VZV. I've made YouTube clips on this before. I've harped on this in my ophthalmology PDF. Okay, very easy, very pass level. So anything that's blue is going to be normal mucosa slash architecture with the fluorescein installation. Anything green is abnormal. So treatment, let's just look at the answers here. Choice A, 30S, which refers to aminoglycosides, and tetracyclines, wrong fucking answer. Could do a 47-minute discussion of all the use cases, all the side effects, okay? Aminoglycosides, gentamicin, amikacin, tobramycin. You should know, hit gram-negative rods. Gentamicin is classically used with vancomycin empirically for endocarditis, and glycosides cause acute tubular necrosis and ototoxicity. Tetracyclines, doxy, for instance, can be used for Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and you need to know they cause photosensitivity, teeth discoloration in children. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, 50S ribosomal subunit, wrong fucking answer. And you know it's wrong because it's going to be macrolides, linezolid, chloramphenicol, clindamycin. So macrolides, e.g. azithromycin used for chlamydia, clindamycin, first line for pulmonary abscess. Some students get emotional because guidelines have updated. You can use other things, but it's clindamycin all over the NBME exams. Linezolid, non-existent for USMLE. Chloramphenicol, actually non-existent, but can cause Graves' baby syndrome. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, DNA polymerase, correct answer. Acyclovir is used for herpes keratitis. Also, if it's herpes zoster ophthalmicus, we would use acyclovir as well. It causes chain termination. It's a DNA polymerase inhibitor. It's pass level, as I said. Let's just hop to the other answer choices. Choice D, and by the way, I'll just real quick, don't conflate this with CMV retinitis, okay, which you would be doing a fundoscopy, not a slit lamp examination like we have here, but CMV retinitis, which would be blurry vision in an HIV patient, we would use ganciclovir, and it's the same mechanism as acyclovir, which is DNA polymerase inhibition. Let's hop to the others here. RNA polymerase inhibitor, wrong fucking answer. Could refer to rifampin, usually used for tuberculosis. So RDR, rifampin, DNA dependent RNA polymerase. Could also refer to ribavirin, lower yield drug, has some utility for hepatitis C. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, thymidine kinase, wrong fucking answer. So threw this in here to be a flagrant asshole because some of you obviously have seen this very buzzy, right? Well, it's not the mechanism of action of acyclovir. It's merely the mechanism of resistance, okay? In the setting of HSV-1-2-VZV becoming resistant to acyclovir, or CMV becoming resistant to ganciclovir. Could just be altered or absent viral thymidine kinase. It's also the answer for why you can't treat CMV with acyclovir and you can't treat HSV-1-2 and VZV with ganciclovir. It's altered, not altered, but varying affinity for thymidine kinase. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.